This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. 1 week from tonight is their summer beer pairing dinner. That is going to be a huge event, and if you want to go to it, you want to indulge, this is what they write, indulge in the South Florida-inspired flavors of summer at their beer pairing dinner, July 25th, 1 week from tonight, hosted in their rustic event space. This four-course dinner will feature culinary creations by executive chef Jeff Vincent, paired with a variety of specialty seasonal beers. And it is going to be, wow, I'm looking. They have the actual courses on the website now. Beer-braised beef short rib empanadas, and sweet plantain with cilantro lime drizzle, and guajillo pepper sauce.
What?
Come paired on, with Bob's Backyard Blonde Ale. Second course, locally sourced baby arugula with shaved prosciutto. Oh. Lychees? What are lychees?
Lychees.
What is that?
Like a little fruit.
Shaved. I had.
You know what a lychee is?
I don't. I had a lentil for the first time this week.
That's a bean.
Yeah. I wasn't aware. Lori's like, you want lentils? She was making these salmon bowls for us, and I usually like to have black beans. And she said, we don't have any black beans. Do you want lentils? Yeah. I'm like, well, nobody knows what a lentil is, so you're going to have to let me know first. And they were quite good.
Everybody knows what a lentil is, and everybody knows, especially in South Florida, what a lychee is.
Yeah, hot. A lychee is a little plum that they make a cute name for to put in liquor drinks.
No, it's not a little plum. And no, you can eat.
Well, I don't like plums.
Yeah.
I like Mason Plumley, but not necessarily like a plum.
Plums are delicious.
I'm going to pass the second course at the Funky Buddha dinner because I'm not sure what this lychee thing is.
Lychee.
Third course, seared yellowtail snapper with mango butter served with coconut cilantro jasmine rice, avocado, and sweet local yellow corn. Love when they point out it's local. Hey, do I really care where the corn comes from? And it's paired with rum barrel-aged Miami Vice.
I'll take a bath in that meal.
Yeah. Fourth course, key lime tart with dulce de leche ice cream paired with key lime pie tart ale. Are you kidding me?
Man, well, Chef Jeff be doing his thing now. Y'all don't sleep on that kitchen.
Yeah. The first course, which they call the Amuse Bush.
I've had me a couple of those.
Do you know what that is?
In my house?
A magazine from the 80s?
No, it says Amuse Bush. B-O-U-C-H-E. Amuse Bush, which I'm guessing is the...
Boucher.
Is it Boucher? Amuse Boucher?
Amuse Boucher. Come on.
You're saying lychee, it like you know it, or are you?
Lychee and then Amuse Boucher. I mean, come on.
You know what an Amuse Boucher is?
Yeah, mouth, an amused mouth. It's French, brother.
That actually makes sense. It makes sense, right, huh?
But no. But I'm saying, what Boucher course is that? What
Boucher
course
is mouth.
That?
Boucher's mouth. Like a,
it's the appetizer. It's the, I get it.
Yeah.
But you're saying amuse the mouth. Solana, it's called Amuse Boucher?
No, I don't know French.
Well, you're saying that. How do you not know this, Hawk? It's Amuse Boucher.
Because it makes sense. But I know Boucher in French is mouth. And amuse has to be amused. Like, it just makes sense. They're going to amuse your mouth. They're going to make your mouth happy.
It makes sense.
You're going to amuse their mouth.
He's been amusing mouth for years.
Corvina ceviche. Ooh. With coconut milk, sweet potato, red onion, choclo. No one knows what that is.
That's corn.
Choclo?
Choclo. It's
what?
Corn. Choclo is corn.
Well, why don't they say corn? Because they have corn later on in the meal.
Because it's not corn. It's choclo.
And cilantro. And it's paired with local hazy IPA. You're saying choclo is corn?
Yeah. Pronounced differently in different places. Some places might call it maíz. And some other places might call it choclo. Peruvian choclo, for example, happens to be like a larger corn. I'm not kidding. Right.
I know, because I'm looking at the same Wikipedia definition you are.
I'm not looking at any Wikipedia.
Literally the first line.
In Uruguay, choclo is corn. Oh, nobody would say maíz.
Word for word on Grok's definition.
Okay. Don't be mad because you thought it was lychee. Then I knew what amuse boucher was.
I don't know what it is. I'm not certain you know what amuse boucher is.
I don't know. I think I do. It's okay. I'm more worldly. It's okay, Hawk. I'm more worldly.
No, I don't know what lentils are and lychee. I ask questions when I don't know things. You give answers when you don't know things and then get proven wrong later. Mm-hmm.
Don't be mad because, you know, I'm a little more worldly.
Don't be a man.
Don't be upset. Don't come on. Don't lash out at me because I knew what choclo was. Don't lash out.
I mean, you're sure it's Amuse Boucher?
No, I'm not, but it just makes sense. I put two and two together. Boucher, I know his mouth in French. That I do know. And amuse, I just imagine, would be mouth.
No. I know how to read Amuse Boucher. I can read English very well.
Okay.
I'm asking you, because you said in this long, drawn-out definition you gave, it's Amuse Boucher, amused mouth.
Right.
And I'm just curious if it's actually pronounced Amuse Boucher.
No idea.
Okay, so you don't know.
No.
Why are you giving me a lecture?
But I think I nailed it. Right?
Well,
Crowder,
you
aren't
you nailed the weekend as well.
How do you spell amuse? How do you spell muse? How do you spell that?
A-M-U-S-E. Amuse.
And
you
Boucher
keep
is
saying amuse.
Oh, it's French. It's French. Amuse. Amuse Boucher.
He's saying it in French.
Well, you haven't said amuse.
He's speaking French.
Here we go. And Amuse Boucher is a small.
How do you know it's Amuse Boucher? Is my point.
It's a small complimentary.
He's speaking French, huh?
Single bite. Allez, allez. I mean, come on. Single bite appetizer offered by a chef to guests in a fine dining restaurant. It's meant to amuse them out. It's meant to amuse them out. I got it.
I'm looking at the AIO.
I got it.
I think you are the owner of an Amuse Boucher, a small item meant to amuse them out.
Not too much.
I think you are the walking, talking definition of a Boucher Boucher.
That's all I got. Just an Amuse Boucher.
Nah, don't. It's all right. You guys don't get upset because I nailed that. Deductive reasoning. I nailed that, bro.
You used that before as an appetizer? Let's go get ourselves an Amuse Boucher.
Never heard of it before.
Well, that's only my point. Like, I can figure stuff out. My
point is that I nailed it. Like, that's my point. I got it right.
You don't even know if you're pronouncing it correctly.
Who cares?
Who cares?
What, like Jacques Cousteau?
Like, worldly, and he believes that he's going to go surfing off the Colorado coast.
All right, let me call Rudy Gobert to find out if I pronounce Amuse Boucher correctly. Like, I know Boucher. It's better than what you said, Bush.
Well, I was doing that as a goof because I was reading it. I said Bush. Amuse Bush. Well, now we don't have time to play one of our funny segments this hour, but not this segment. So let's do a quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan 1000 Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Amuse us with your mouth right now with some headlines. I'm going to yell that at Toto tonight. Hey, amuse me with your mouth.
Lychee is crazy, though. No joke. Lychee, that's hard to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
You can get that a lot of places?
Everywhere.
Oh, that good lychee martinis? Everywhere. You're looking for Aperol spritzes all the damn time. You don't look around the menu?
Well, if I've ordered it before, I've said lychee.
Nah, no. You know, I'm an aristocrat.
It's a plum?
It's a little cute plum.
It's not a plum. It has a hard exterior. You have to open up the lychee, and then you like suck out this like white. You
suck out the poison.
He amuses the lychee with his mouth.
You've got to suck out the poison.
How do you eat lychees?
What? Bro, it's got a hard exterior. You have to like crack it, and you can suck out.
You're not doing yourself. You're not doing yourself any good.
Yeah. we have different ways.
Thank God it's the weekend, man. I don't think I could deal with you guys for another hour.
I just got a text from DJ. DJ's working at Funky Buddha today, and all it says is Ryan says shut your mouth.
I didn't want anybody to get amused, huh?
It's so amazing. Like, can't they just put course 1, 2, 3, 4? It's just so cutesy with the, like, I want to go to this beer pairing dinner next Friday at Funky Buddha. I want to go. But I don't know if I want to sit there for an amused bushy.
But, Huck, the gloves off is the IPA. The hop gun is the IPA. The Floridian's the wheat ale. Like, they do the cute name for the beer, so now they can't say 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, they got to do cute.
All right. Anything in the headline, Solana? Because we'll take a break, and I want to play some of the better of, I don't call them best ofs anymore, the better of segments.
Let me at least just give everybody a local update. Here's what is happening this weekend. The Marlins, Los Marlins, back tonight. They've got the Royals, beginning a 3-game home series at home. 7:10 first pitch tonight. Sandy Alcantara is on the mound.
I just want to double check. So the home series is at home?
Yeah, it's at home this year. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Lucked out.
Inter Miami, they're on the road. They'll play the New York Red Bulls.
Away
tomorrow. They're looking for a bounce back after getting demolished. They got spanked up Wednesday in Cincy. Red Bulls are 5 points back of the Herons, by the way. And yesterday, the Miami Heat ended their summer league slate with a loss. They went 1-3. They lost 108-88 to the Detroit Pistons. Earlier today, the Miami Heat posted a graphic with Simone Fontecchio on it, Kasperis Jakučionis, who had a iffy day. We kind of talked about that earlier. Welcoming them and some familiar faces as well. Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. Bam celebrating a birthday today, posted some pictures of him in Greece. during Greece.
Okay, Solana.
All right, your weather. I've mentioned this a couple times earlier today, but the National Weather Service did. I saw this on Twitter. They tweeted out, "This is serious. Don't make me laugh."
All right,
the National Weather Service did report that there's a heat advisory that's been issued today from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we've still got a little bit more time left here until 6. But the point is, it's going to be hot as hell. Pretty much the entire weekend, especially today. Heat index had it up to like 110. That's your weather.
Right. Oh, I'm sending Chan to run now. I'm sending him to run right now.
Don't him run. No run. Tighten no run. Run. Yes, morning, getting... morning or night. Cool off with a lychee. Everybody moves on.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, of course, home of the amused Bushy Bush And you can get that next Friday at their beer pairing dinner. No, amuse bouche or something along the line. Anyway, now let's get back into the best of stuff that we were going to play for you, which we didn't get to in the last segment because we got sidetracked on lychee. Huh? All right. So apropos of nothing, I brought up one day on the show the sleep habits of animals. Here it is. I happened to see this on Twitter yesterday, and I sent it to myself, and I thought to myself, well, there's no chance I'll get to it because there's way too much going on. But now you just said that, and I'll get to it.
Bro,
this is how many hours a day animals sleep. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you guys guess. This is a brand new game. This is called How Many Hours Do Animals Sleep?
Groundbreaking.
Guess a tiger. How much does a tiger sleep on average during a 24-hour period?
5 hours.
No. 19 hours a day.
10 hours.
I think Solana has better reasoning there, and I think it's because he hit his head again. He got smarter. But a tiger is a feline. And cat. I saw you light up. Cats notoriously sleep a long time. Yeah. Tigers sleep, on average, 15.8 hours a day.
Yeah. They're about to go extinct. I've seen it. There's only 1,800 of them left.
How about a goat?
10 hours.
Alana?
No, they're constantly like migrating. I'd say less. 6 hours a day.
Migrating. Jimmy?
Migrating.
8 hours.
Solana, again, 5.3 hours.
They're migrating in a pen? Where's the wild goat?
I don't know where they're migrating, but he was within an hour.
There. Yeah, like they graze a lot. They're Solana, constantly moving across fields of hay. Like, what do you mean? Goats migrate, bro.
I don't think you know what migrate means.
Yeah, that's like move long.
They herd. They're
long
herders.
Distances.
Right? herds of goats, sheep.
Imagine before he got smart.
He got smart. What he said before he got smart.
Bro.
But he's nailing it.
Goats are migratory animals. I just looked it up. I've watched every single like Animal Planet show.
Aren't most animals migratory? I mean, I think Crowder and I are thinking about goats in a pen, which you can't migrate if you're in a pen.
Have you never seen the mountain goats that literally live off cliffs? Have you never seen the videos of
yeah,
that?
But I mean, that's not what I'm talking. What I'm talking about.
Huh.
How about a giraffe? Again, if you're just joining us, this is a game called How Long Do Animals Sleep?
Giraffes have to be short because they're in a very tough environment. 7 hours.
Nah.
Lana?
They're herbivores, so much longer. I'm not joking. Giraffes sleep 18 hours a day.
And Jimmy?
12 hours.
Giraffes? Sleep 1.9 hours a day.
Cap.
Because the lion's going to get to them. You can't be on the Sahara.
They're too vulnerable is what Crowder's saying. And that's the thing. They're too vulnerable. They're a big target. They don't have a lot of defense. They neck you.
So
they
neck.
Can't sleep. They can't sleep very well. See, this is crazy. Humans. Adult human.
Average?
Yeah.
7.
I'd say less. 5.5.
Jimmy?
8 hours.
It is 8.
Well,
Jimmy got it on the nose.
That's recommended, though, right? They say like 7 to 8 hours is what humans need for cognitive. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if I don't get 9, 10 hours, I am cranky.
Grown people do not need to sleep like babies. I sleep 3.5, 4 hours a night.
Yeah, that's crazy. And look at you. Your feet are broken. You're gnawing on sausage.
I'm ready to go. No, no sausage.
How about a bottle-nosed dolphin?
12 hours.
Lana? Don't they always say dolphins are like the second smartest animal closest to humans? I'd just say 8 to 9, probably like humans.
Jimmy?
Well, dolphins, they're half asleep, half awake. Like one part of their brain is awake.
That's true, yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say...
Someone wake up all of Tim Boyle's brain.
10 hours.
Now it all makes sense. Jimmy nailing it there. 10.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Game's
a lot of aquatic animals sleep a lot. Aquatic animals sleep a lot because they can move. And
I would have thought the opposite. Yeah.
How do they sleep, though? How do they sleep?
Right.
Fish can sit. I don't know if dolphins move. I know whales and sharks move, and they
while
move
they
when
sleep?
They sleep because sharks can't stop. Whales invert and sleep. They point their nose towards the sky and sleep inverted.
Yeah.
Really? How about the brown bat?
22 hours. They're always in caves.
Solana?
19 hours.
Jimmy?
20 hours.
Yeah, 19.9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knew bats ain't worth a damn. Lazy.
Now, bats are actually like super underrated. No joke. They're incredibly smart animals.
Well, they eat mosquitoes, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you had no bats... If you had no bats, you'd be the Marlins. Hey, sports talk, everybody. But anyway, all right, that was a game we call How Long Do Animals Sleep?
But a lot of very successful smart... What's the dude that died that made the internet stuff that wore the same clothes every day?
Al Gore.
What? One of those internet dudes. Jobs said it. Bezos has talked about it. Zuckerberg. All those genius little nerds. They say, I don't sleep but 4 or 5 hours a night. Like, I need to be. Steve Harvey's talked about why you sleep 8 hours. You're wasting up a third of your life.
Yeah, but I'm tired otherwise.
Smart, successful people don't sleep no damn 8 hours. Get your grown ass out to bed. You're not an infant.
I'm tired. What do you want me to do?
You're not tired. You're telling yourself you're tired.
No, I'm tired. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, man,
the testosterone shots, I was sleeping 14 hours a night.
4 a.m. sometimes, I get up and just walk around my house in a big circle, just make sure my property's okay, just to tighten people up.
Make sure no one took your sausage.
I'm telling you.
Make sure there's
Channing,
no...
why are you up again? Sausage Patrol.
I'm telling you, man, I've heard too many super successful people talk about sleeping too long. Think about this concept. You're alive 24 hours a day.
Oh, I wish that I didn't have to sleep at all. I wish I didn't have to sleep at all.
A third of your life? Huck, a third of your life, you're going
to
sleep.
I wish I didn't
have
to.
You're wasting time. You don't have to. Get up. Wake up.
Said so many times before, I wish I was an autistic elephant.
What?
Oh, my bad. It's an Asiatic elephant, and they only sleep 3.9 hours a day. How do we still have jobs?
Well, we might not.
Oh, listen to these people.
Imagine I have to tweet out an apology to autistic elephants.
Oh,
Huh? All right. Anything else, Solana? Did we finish up everything? Did you do weather? We good to go?
Yeah, man, our Crowder or Elephant open didn't make it over to this. Oh, no, it was horse.
I could make
right?
a good elephant.
Wasn't it horse?
No, it was Crowder or Elephant.
Was it?
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My baby loves when I do it. It's a good elephant.
Yeah. Oh. All right, anything else?
Anything else? Anything else?
Did you hear I lisp there? I went anything else?
You're literally turning into David Attenborough as this show progresses.
Well, it is funny because I do want to tell you about the cheetah.
There we go.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
5 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart. so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Hawk Hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We are going to bid you adieu on this Friday and wish you a great weekend. But we have one more segment for you. If you thought not knowing what a lychee or an amuse-bouche was is ridiculous, or that Colorado is not on the West Coast, imagine Crowder's surprise when he found out we don't know the difference between crocodiles or alligators.
Ridiculous.
And to be quite certain, I'm not even certain that there is as much of a difference as you point out in this segment. From what I remember, I'm not even certain you're totally correct on what happened here. But to end our sports week, ladies and gentlemen, your final segment on the sports show this week, Channing Crowder tells you the difference between crocodiles and gators.
Do you guys want to revisit the Aaron Rodgers stuff? Because we never actually got to it yesterday.
We got so much stuff going on locally. Who cares?
Right. What did you get to yesterday before the Aaron Rodgers? It was goofy.
Yeah, no, we ended up having a conversation. When was it?
You showed Jimmy his gift from Europe, which was prawn chips, prawn Pringles.
Those are good, man. Prawn cocktail.
Nobody wants no damn shrimp chips.
Not shrimp chips. Prawn cocktail Pringles.
A prawn's a big-ass shrimp, Huck.
Nah, there's got to be something different between a prawn and a shrimp.
Yeah, size.
What's the difference between a prawn and a shrimp?
I've got it here if you want the...
Shrimps tend to be smaller and have a more curved body. Huh. Prawns are typically larger and have straighter bodies. So it's more than just the size.
So size.
More than size. Shrimps have Peyronie's disease.
They got a little curve in the back.
Got a little curve.
Prawns a big ass shrimp, Hawk.
There's some other stuff that's different, too. What's the difference between a gator and a...
Crocodile. Habitat and
the
snout.
The habitat, the size of their snouts, the size of them. Crocodiles are gigantic, 20 feet. Alligators, you know.
Bigger than crazy. Alligators?
Yes. Hmm.
The largest crocodile would be bigger than the larger alligator, for sure.
And... Gotcha. Crocodiles can go in saltwater. Alligators can't.
Do they have crocodiles in the Everglades, or is that exclusively alligators?
Down
south they can because it's brackish water where it's salt and fresh water mixed.
Yeah.
But, a little cutesy with the brackish water. Nobody knows what you're talking about. Brackish.
How can he ask us a question and the answer doesn't appease him?
I didn't know you were going to blurt out brackish water. I mean, what are we doing here, Jack Hanna?
I've been stalked by a saltwater crocodile.
Really?
Yeah, crocodiles are intelligent. And the dude, I'm out there, I'm in Key Largo, and I go out with one of my friends, give me a number to a boat captain. And we're on a little bitty 17-foot little skiff. You like that word, too, skiff. I didn't say boat. I said skiff.
Yeah. Skiff is cool, too, because a skiff in Washington, D.C., that is a secure communications room. That was the whole thing with, having the conversations over, I forget what it was, WhatsApp or Telegram or whatever. A skiff is a secure communications room in Washington where you have highly classified conversations.
Oh, I think we lost Crowder for a second.
I thought he was just very interested in what I was saying because he looks pensive.
He looks so engaged.
Yeah, but it's just his screen is frozen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does SCIF stand for in D.C.? Is it Secure Communications?
You got me.
There we go. I was actually very interested in this story of Crowder being stalked by a crocodile.
Sensitive, compartmented information facility.
Wow.
That's what a SCIF means in Washington, D.C.
I'm talking about a little bitty boat.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because you used brackish, didn't care, and then you said you're impressed with SCIF, but I am, but for a whole other reason. I was thinking about a SCIF that you weren't referencing.
So, I go out on this boat, and the guy tells us, you know what the Thousand Islands are down there? They're like
the dressing?
South of like Naples.
When you go mayo across Alligator ketchup, Alley, no?
Mayo you go ketchup. South, and there's just a whole bunch of little islands out there, and it's like a saltwater, freshwater mixture. It's great fishing out there. So this guy is like, hey, I know this spot that we can go fish, but don't be scared because there's going to be a big-ass crocodile in there, and he's going to sit underneath the boat the whole time we fish. So when you catch a fish, you have to get it in the boat real fast. The damn crocodile figured out every boat that comes down this little river is going to have fish coming towards it. So when you got in the river, this was a 16, 17-foot crocodile, as big as the boat, and he would swim directly under the boat. And every time you caught a redfish or a snook, he would try to go out and take it from you. Like, he would try to come out and bite it off your line if you didn't get in the boat fast enough. And he follows you the whole river when you turn around and follow you. And so you're sitting there in 6 feet of water. There is a 1,000-pound crocodile underneath a boat, the same size as your boat, waiting for you to catch a fish. It was the crate. And I told the guy at some point,
that's wrong.
Like,
he did. That would happen to be coincidence. No, you were in his fishing lane. He didn't track you. He didn't figure anything out. The crocodile had been there forever. You happened to be on his route.
Hawk, and why was he swimming under the boat for 35 minutes?
Because he swims underwater. I mean, you could have anything on the top of the water. He's going
to
swim under it.
He knew
it.
What was
not
about
impressive
to happen
at all.
His name is Captain Richard Black. He's one of the best
the
in the
crocodile?
Keys. And nobody names a crocodile.
Well, they named Dundee.
Captain Richard Black out of Key Largo. Crocodiles are intelligent and big as hell. Alligators are dumb.
No, they're not.
And they're not as big.
They're not dumb.
Alligators are stupid as all get up. I kill alligators. They're stupid.
Only the ones that go to the University of Florida.
Hey, let's go.
I'm going to kill both of y'all.
Talk about brackish water.
Walked right into
Gainesville. Yeah. All right, give us some headlines here.
You know, Hawk, though, no joke, Crowder's right. Seriously, no trolling here. Crocodiles are prehistoric. Like, they were eating dinosaurs, and they're still alive. They deserve some respect from us simple humans.
But alligators weren't?
I don't believe alligators were around during the
really?
Prehistoric era. Yeah.
You can walk up to an alligator and close its mouth, and it doesn't know it.
Well, it does know it. It just doesn't have any jaw muscles. No. Like I've read that. It's not that he doesn't know his mouth is closed. He has no device to open it.
You're sitting at Meisner Park. I walk up to you and Lori's sitting, and I grab your bottom jaw
closing
your mouth. Because you're intelligent enough to know, why is this dude touching my face?
He knows his mouth is closed or open. He can't open it.
He's not intelligent enough to
that's
know
like
that
saying you come up and you give me a bear
face.
Hug and I can't get my arms free. Well, I don't even know my arms are being held down. No, I know. I just can't do anything about it.
He can. He can back up. He can step back. Right?
I want to do this show with Matt Mervis.
Alligators are dumb. They're very unintelligent creatures.
That's true.
It's very. And I'm a gator. Florida Gators. Gator chomp.
Siri, we know. Is an alligator dumber than a crocodile? Says, I can use ChatGPT to answer that.
I don't want the AI. I don't trust it. I've seen the Terminator.
Now wants me to give it permissions or something. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I've watched Terminator. I don't trust Skynet.
Back in my day, you could just ask Google. You'd get an answer. Now I got to start opening apps. I don't know.
Crocodiles are generally considered more intelligent. emphasis. I can't even say the next word.
Please tell me what that next word is.
But I love the fact that he's talking about how intelligent crocodiles are, but he can't get the next word out.
What's the next word, Solana?
Sophisticated.
Now I see why you had such difficulties.
That pH ain't supposed to sound like an F.
Listen, yesterday Jimmy told us his favorite rock and roll band is Led Zeppelin.
Supper. Hey, Jimmy, you my man.
Right on, brother.
So pista.
I was wrong, by the way. Crocodiles and alligators both swam with the dinosaurs. They were alive at the same time.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. Like, how would an alligator have developed years after crocodiles?
I thought alligators evolved to live in fresh water much longer, like many years later. It's just what I thought, but that's something I probably just made up in my mind.
Yeah, no. Crocodiles are more evolved, more intelligent, and just better reptiles than alligators. They are.
Better. Just better.
They're better. Yeah.
Mm. Right. I'll take issue with that.
Alligators are Norris Cole. Crocodiles are Dwayne Wade.
Now I understand. I had no idea what was going on here. All right. Any headlines, Solana?
Kind of like this better where we just argue about things we don't know anything about.
Well, that's the amazing thing about it is we will argue to the death about things we literally have no ideas about.
No, you guys have no ideas. This
I
is
told-
my
Matt
this
Mervis,
is my realm.
How Clayton McCullough should manage the Marlins. I've never played organized baseball in my life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.